This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Join us on the radio waves here. Our number is 855-450, free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. Whether it's ghost guns or drugs, right now people want to talk about drugs, specifically opiates.
Man, yeah, they do.
A lot of people have had, unfortunately, experience with this, either personally or as a family member, you know, knowing a family member who's been addicted to drugs. You can certainly comment here, Ian and Chris, in the studio. Our website, by the way, freetalklive.com, you go there and you can actually create the content. It's a Reddit-based front page, so it's free to you to submit what you think we might want to talk about on the radio or what you think should be talked about there, and then other listeners can vote as to whether they like your submission or not. So head over to Get Interactive, and there's a bunch of other cool features on the site, like our webcam and archives that go back for over a decade and more. So please go to freetalklive.com and enjoy that as we go to your phone calls and thoughts. Let's go first to Barry, listening to WDNG in Anniston, Alabama. Hello, Barry.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I'm blown away by some of the comments that I'm hearing from you guys on opioids and on the and saying that it's the DEA's fault that we have an opioid crisis. I'm blown away by that. Are you aware that Purdue Pharmaceutical was convicted and was sued and was fined millions of dollars because they were falsely recruiting doctors and lying to doctors about the effects of and saying that opioids and hydrocodone, when we switched to those kind of pain meds and went to the 10 smiley face pain, when pain became a treatment, a viable treatment, just like we would for a broken bone, that we went to that model is when this happened. And that's the free market. It had nothing to do with DEA.
There is no free market, dude. I got news for you. In medical care, the market is in no way, shape, or form free. But continue on.
That's not what I said. It was Purdue Pharmaceutical Company who went out and lied to doctors across the country and developed the opioid crisis that we had with pill mills. And we were talking about pill mills. We're not talking about between a doctor and patient. These were in South Florida. You had thousands of people dying. They were leaving Kentucky. There were people in Kentucky dying because, and it was discovered, like, you know, when they were finding them overdosed and dead, where did they get these pills? It was South Florida. You had doctors writing hundreds of thousands of prescriptions a year, for cash, in South Florida. And that's what we're talking about. A legitimate doctor patient relationship writing opioids. If somebody needs to have a high level of opioids, there's no cases made against those doctors if there's a legitimate doctor-patient relationship.
So there is now. Can I ask one quick question? Because I agree with you completely on Purdue Pharma, because it was a bad organization. They basically went out, and it wasn't that these were new drugs. They were old drugs that weren't selling. You know what I mean? What they did was they said, you can safely prescribe this to children. They did things like that to get their numbers up. Now, I get that completely. What my question is to you is, who do you think licensed Purdue Pharmaceutical?
Well, the government license.
Exactly.
They give driver's license to people who drunk drive. I mean, that doesn't mean all of a sudden we need to withdraw licensing procedures in this country.
No, but what that does say is...
Purdue back.
Right, Purdue was supposed to play by the rules. You've got a license by the government, and did that stop Purdue from acting as a bad actor in our society? No, it didn't.
Murder's illegal. People still commit murder.
Right.
The FDA and DEA stepped in. They brought suit against Purdue, and they shut them down.
Now
in the opioid crisis in this country is what people are dying from. Now, there's still pill mills out there, but it's heroin and fentanyl that's coming from China. It's coming from China into this country. Most of the deaths now aren't heroin. They're fentanyl. It comes into this country.
It's so it's easy to get?
To Mexico, and
easy to get? It's cheap?
Country,
then how do you explain Portugal? So what the Portuguese government did was they said, you know what? All this throwing people in jail and making everything illegal and coming up with all these rules, it's really expensive. You know, we're spending tons of money on interdiction. So let's just make everything legal. Or not legal amounts.
Personal
amounts, and they decriminalized. They didn't make it legal, but they basically, if you get busted, you go to a drug court, which is going to say you either have to seek help or there'll be a small fine or you go to jail.
I didn't even know they had that.
Not true. Portugal did not make drugs illegal. Portugal made small amounts.
Correct.
Small personal amounts of drugs legal, and you go into a separate court system. They still...
Isn't that what Chris just said? You guys just said the same exact thing.
Well, to be clear, they didn't make it legal. It's still illegal, but it's decriminalized, so it's not an automatic felony or anything like that.
So, I mean, Barry, I'm not going to jump to the conclusion here that you are in favor of the war on drugs. You just thought it was shocking that we were blaming the DEA, and I don't think that you can blame the DEA completely.
No.
It's people that want to escape their reality that are seeking these highs that, or they're getting addicted because they got prescription and then they can't get off it, or whatever. There's different reasons why people get into this, but the DEA exacerbates the problem, and the FDA and all the government regulations exacerbate the problem by restricting the marketplace, by forcing prices to go higher than they otherwise might be, for instance, because if we actually had a free market in drug production, then we wouldn't have all of the restrictions, which dramatically increase the costs of developing drugs and, you know, bringing them to market and all of that.
Right, and suddenly heroin's the cheapest thing to do.
I disagree. We've never had a war on drugs in this country. We've never had a war on drugs in this country.
What are you talking about?
We've had one since.
I'll explain. Give me a second.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
My father fought in World War II in Korea. When we were at war in World War II, everybody, when you're at war, everybody's involved. Everybody's engaged. Every level. We're doing prevention. We're doing treatment. And there is room for enforcement. All right, right now we're in.
So what you're saying is you think there's not a big enough war on drugs. You're saying there needs to be more.
Let me say what I'm saying, okay?
Go ahead.
Right now we're at a war on terror, okay? There are young men and women dying over there for our freedom.
No, they're not.
They're
dying for the whims of politicians. But anyway, go on with your point.
All right. When we have whatever we want, right now, okay? There's young men dying over there, but we're not at war. If we were at war, we would be rationing. We would be all engaged. We'd be all in.
Well, that's one war.
So what do you want to see happen? You want to see them crank the war on drugs up? What do you want them to do?
No,
start putting people to death?
Rodrigo Duterte in the Philippines? I'd like to see us have as big a robust on prevention and go all in on prevention. If we did a 10.
Okay, so now you're talking about advocating education and prevention. That's not the same thing as a war on drugs. So you're not in favor of the war on drugs?
No, that is. You're equating war on drugs by just being law enforcement, okay?
When you're at war, you usually involve guns and violence and things like that. Thank you for the call tonight, Barry. I mean, to say that it's not a war on drugs is pretty ridiculous.
You've spent over $1 trillion on something since 1970-ish when Nixon brought it up.
Most of which being enforcement, kicking in people's doors, investigating, undercover officers, lying for a living.
Yep. Theft of anything they want if they can tie it to it. That's civil asset forfeiture.
Just take your car, take your house, take your cash.
And I think
a drug dealer. You don't have to prove it.
I think there are a lot of people who've had their houses knocked down by a big tank that would disagree about that, whether or not it's a war.
It's an absolute war. Now, the argument against it being a war on drugs, well, you can argue that the other side's not really fighting, right? Like, so it's a war against a thing. It's not a war, even though it is a war on people, ultimately, because people are the ones who become the victims of the war on drugs. They're the ones who spend years in prison for no actual crime. They didn't actually hurt another individual. They sold or bought or possessed drugs, and so they go to jail or prison for those things. If it was a war over drugs, then the other side would actually be fighting back, and you'd actually have, you know, the cartels killing DEA agents left and right. Right. But instead, the cartels just want to move their product and make money.
Yep.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And honestly, the DEA is lucky it's not a war over drugs, because if they had to fight the cartels, I suspect they'd lose.
I agree.
Meaning the DEA would lose. More coming up. Free
the young lady from the rescue delivered happy, and I panicked. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, and I thought, what did I get us into? The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect. The other owners didn't care enough about him to give him the nutrition he needed, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dinovite.
DinoVite.com.
I ordered the first 90-day supply, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing up. He didn't smell. He had more energy. He just had a glow and a bounce about him. We've been using Dinovite for the last year, and Happy the rescue dog is Happy the healthy dog. I tell all my friends who have rescues to give their dog the chance at a new start with Dinovite. It's going to pay off for you and your dog for years to come.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DinoVite.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Chris.
As we continue here, we'll take your calls about anything. A lot of people wanted to talk about the war on drugs, opiate addiction. You're certainly welcome to do that. We also touched a little bit earlier about Bitcoin at the very beginning of the show. It's at record highs today. Right now, with its price pushing 88, according to CoinMarketCap.com, $8,877, $8,877, nearing $8,900, $9,000. I mean, we could easily hit $9,000 by the end of the show tonight. That's a possibility.
Yep.
Certainly tomorrow morning is going to be interesting. But, you know, things change. You never know what's going to happen with the price of Bitcoin. It could go down.
It could go to zero.
It could.
Not
it
likely.
Doesn't seem very likely at this point. The momentum is significant. It's amazing. It's at a market cap, meaning the total value of all Bitcoin in circulation is over $148 billion.
Which I think has pushed the market cap for all cryptocurrencies over $300 billion.
Not quite.
Not quite?
Close. $283 billion is the total market cap for all cryptocurrencies combined. So Bitcoin's about half of the total market cap, all the rest of them combined, the other 1,000-plus of them, make up the rest of that. And it's fascinating. I think we're going to see $300 billion by the end of this year. That seems pretty easy for the market to reach. And then really the question is, what's another year going to look like? Because a year ago, you were looking at $10 to $30 billion in the fall of, yeah, of 2017. So you're talking about more than 100 times an increase in the last year in value.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And it's not that it's just moving back and forth. I mean, that's what some people, it seems like this cryptocurrency world's just this, you know, tight little group of insiders that are, you know, playing around with all these currencies. It's not that. This is new money flowing in from all over the world. And it's pretty amazing.
It is. But Bitcoin's not the only competitor on the block. There's top 10, and number 5 right now is Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people like you manage your own wealth. In fact, if you look at the price of Dash right now, it's also at a record high of over $637 right now per Dash. Again, a year ago, what, $10 Dash?
Yeah.
$15 Dash?
It was not much.
Dash, again, you can use it. It's fast. It can be private and easy, and fees are low. Transactions are quick. They can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone anywhere in the world anytime for just pennies on the dollar, and Dash is planning to lower their fees in their next hard fork that's coming up at some point. I don't know when, but I've heard it's happening. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. You can join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. I was pleased today when I went to buy some smoking accessories at the local corner shop here in Keene, New Hampshire. I was able to spend Dash for that purchase.
Such a coincidence. I bought some tobacco products at that very same place today. I used Bitcoin.
Ooh, what was your fee?
Zero.
Wait, what?
Because they use Coinbase for their
processing. Off-chain transactions.
I used a Coinbase wallet. That's how you do it.
All right.
So I paid
zero. Coinbase is like the evil big bank of Bitcoin.
And call it what you will.
If you're serious about your Bitcoin, you don't keep your Bitcoin in Coinbase. But
I keep very, very little.
Okay,
in
there you go.
Most of it's on my ledger.
All right, so we'll go to your calls. Your thoughts are welcome here. Mark is in Washington State. Mark, where are you calling from in Washington?
I'm actually in Gig Harbor.
All right, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, so just some of the follow-up with regards to the drug company. I just always had in the back of my mind in regards to the whole flu and getting flu shots. And where I work, it's mandatory. You have to get them.
Uh-huh.
But in talking about the big businesses and how they do it, I guess I just wanted to ask you guys. I had always heard and read an article probably about 10, 15 years back in the 50s where there was a town in the middle of America. They did a study with regards to half the town getting chiropractic care, the other half getting the flu shots. And the flu shot folks got more sick. The chiropractor care folks were healthier. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly a lot of people who are against the flu shot. I've never received one. I have no interest in receiving them, but I don't work in office. I don't know, Mark, what's going on with your phone? We're going to put you on hold, but go ahead, Chris, you were saying.
I was going to say, I've had the flu shot some years I didn't. I haven't done one in a few years because I've never really got the flu. I'm more careful about my personal hygiene and washing my hands. One of the things that changed, I changed one thing, and that's when I go into any store, I carry my own hand sanitizer if they don't have the little towels to wipe off the cart. And since doing that, I've got sick, like a cold or flu, once in the last three years. That was one change I made. That was it.
Wow. All right, so a little germophobia goes a long way, is what you're saying there.
I'm not a germaphobe. But if you ever...
Hey, man, if it's working for you.
Hey, I'm telling you, you look at like two kids sitting in the front of a cart, and you tell me that's not a freaking...
Wiping all their snot all over.
Yeasty feast bowl of...
Great point.
Hicky stuff.
Toll-free number tonight, thank you, Mark, for your call, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Eric. He's in New Jersey listening to WPG. Hello, Eric.
Yeah, I was calling because I heard the things about the war on drugs and it being the government's fault. And I like the gentleman who called before. I'm going actually studying for my CADC, and in
What's
studying
that?
For it, I came across this book written in 2014 by Sam Kwan, and it's called Dreamland. It actually describes in great detail the rise of the opioid epidemic in the United States. It's a very, very good book about
What's
about
a CADC?
Topic. It's a Certificate in Alcohol and Drug Counseling.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Gotcha. So, can I interrupt real quickly? To be clear, I don't believe that the opioid epidemic is 100% caused by any one thing, but I do feel that government has a role in it.
Right, yeah. I mean, to an extent, I don't know, like a lot of things you were talking about were the rising drug costs, and I don't, as far as the actual opioid crisis, it's like the guy before was saying, it is largely due specifically to Purdue Pharma and the manufacturing of these drugs, OxyContin and oxycodone, and of that nature. They actually were able to influence the Food and Drug Administration to create lenient regulations around those drugs because they found and magnified the intensity of the study that was done by a doctor that said that opiates were not addictive, was done, and it was a paragraph in a medical journal, and they pushed that through doctors and actually through the Food and Drug Administration itself. And so,
Eric, hold that thought. Time. We're going to continue if you can hang on. We want to bring you back for more because drug addiction has been around a lot longer than Purdue Pharmaceuticals. There's more coming up here, though. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. The war on drugs has been going on for decades, and it's a terrible idea. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number here is 855-450. Free like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
Miami is set to host the longest-running and most successful cryptocurrency conference in history. It's the North American Bitcoin Conference, now in its sixth year running. It's coming up this January 2018 on the weekend of January 17th and 18th. More than 1,000 Bitcoin community members will converge for a monumental conference aimed at driving cryptocurrency from niche to mainstream. Yeah, that's right. Even though Bitcoin right now is sitting at over $8,900 on CoinMarketCap.com, it's still niche. People in the mainstream either haven't heard of it, or if they've heard of it, they still don't really know what it is. We're still on the early end of all of this. Building on the recent successes of conferences in London, L.A., Chicago, Dubai, the 6th annual North American Bitcoin Conference, part of the World Blockchain Forum, will feature some of the biggest names in cryptocurrency, including Halsey Miner, the founder of CNET, Anthony DeOrio, who's the co-founder of Ethereum, Matthew Rozak, the co-founder of Block, and Craig Sellers, the co-founder of Tether, among many others. You can learn more about the future of finance. Grab your tickets at btcmiami.com. That's btcmiami.com. As we go back to Eric in New Jersey. Eric, your comments on the war on drugs. I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get them out, so go ahead.
Yeah. The other point I was thinking about was the thing about doctors, a lot of our, them were actually taking advantage of the people and over-prescribing the drugs. And there were a lot of people that were actually prescribing them legitimately, thinking they were safer than they were because of Purdue's practices. But there were a lot of them. This is when pill mills kind of were a big thing in the 90s and the 2000s because of the the opiate products that were available, and the safety that was, you know, there was no regulation around them, so they were able to.
Can I hop in here real quick? I do want to ask you one question, because you brought up Purdue, and they were a evil actor in this whole thing. No question about that. You and I agree on that. Bad Purdue. But Purdue worked within the system, and the system is, and I don't mean the exact legal system that that we all know and love, but it worked within the crony capitalist system. Purdue had tons of money to throw around for marketing and things like that. They also had tons of money to throw around in D.C.
And to lobbyists, and to, they were pushing
And my real point is,
in a way, sort of.
Know. And if you go to the FTC, or excuse me, Drug Enforcement, or what you're going to find are a lot of people that used to work in the pharmaceutical industry. That's where they go. Yep. And when you have that system, that's the real system that I have a problem with.
For sure.
It's not that, you know, we've come up with some guidelines that are good to follow and they're all common sense. It's not that. It's that somebody like Purdue can go in there, toss money around at elections, and suddenly they get everything they want. And now we're, you know what, 15 years past, 20 years past the worst of what Purdue did. And we're still talking about...
It's still a crisis. Opiates are still a crisis.
Opiates are still a crisis, and Purdue is still talking about settlement with states.
Look, the term that you're describing is regulatory capture, and that was what Eric had talked about earlier, where Purdue threw money around and they got kind of what they wanted, the regulations they wanted. And that's how government works.
Yeah.
That's how it works every single time. It doesn't matter what sort of people you elect, what kind of programs they put into place, what kind of tweaks they make. The people with the money and the influence always take control over the, you know, the violent tool known as the government, which ultimately is used to prevent competition from coming into the marketplace and offering a better product and a better service at a better price. And it's terrible. The regulatory structure needs to be abolished completely, and the war on drugs needs to be ended, so people can actually get the products that they're looking for without having to bow down to this system.
Yeah, but that just doesn't address the problem. That issue with that is it just doesn't address the problem.
What's the problem?
It wouldn't have stopped the problem with Purdue. Purdue's, no matter how small the government is or the regulation agency, they're still going to push them around with their money. And
if the government doesn't exist, then they can't push them around.
If there is no Food and Drug Administration. Yeah, what do they do if they have
no
FDA?
There is no regulation for the drugs. I mean, people.
That's right. No, the regulation is the marketplace. The marketplace would provide the controls. The marketplace would provide the standards. And if you wanted to go outside of those standards, you should be free to do that. If I want to go and hire a shade tree doctor to look at my problem who doesn't have, you know, the same level of certifications as you might want to, you know, feel safe or comfortable with, I should be free to do that, shouldn't I?
Well, I mean, I agree with you. But
great.
In that respect,
so there you go. You just agreed with abolishing the entirety of the FDA and the DEA.
Well, I agree that you should be able to go to your doctor, whatever doctor you want.
No, I said a shade tree doctor.
But a lot of these people actually were accredited doctors and that became corrupted because of the money they found they could make.
Yeah, and guess what? If you allow people to compete in the medical field, the amount of money you can make will lower, because when people are able to compete in an open marketplace, profit is a signal that says to people out there, hey, you want to make some money at this, figure a way to do this better.
Like, you're not going to curb alcohol addiction or any kind of addiction with capitalism, because that just means the more I can get as much as I want, right?
How about
when there's somebody producing?
I don't know if you've noticed, but people get plenty of alcohol today, and we don't have a capitalist system. You've got a controlled marketplace where the government gets in the way of people doing business. Look, the problem is people seeking escape from reality, and that's not going to end. So all we can do is we can provide humane methods for these people to get off, to offer them the help that they need to get off of whatever it is the substance they're on. That does not include forcing them into treatment. That doesn't include forcing them into a jail cell, which is ultimately what happens if you break the government's rules.
Yeah. I got to ask,
that's
are
not
you,
compassion.
Yeah. Are you familiar with what's gone on in Portugal?
No, I can't say that I'm overly.
Yeah. Portugal, and we talked about this earlier on the show, but they kind of took the other aspect. They said, we're going to take all the money we're spending on trying to enforce these laws, and we're going to put it towards treatment. And we're not going to put people in jail.
Forced treatment isn't effective either. If you force somebody who's addicted into treatment...
You don't have... Yeah, and even in Portugal, I mean, I'm not saying it's a perfect system, but what the result of that has been...
Addiction's gone down in Portugal.
Addiction has gone down.
Big time.
Drug use among young people has gone down. It's no longer a cool thing to do, which I just...
It's worth looking into. Eric, thanks for the call tonight.
We're
going to
see with the marijuana thing, right?
Hearing from, what's that?
We're going to see with the marijuana deregulation, right?
What do you mean we're going to see?
Well, I mean, they're lowering the restrictions, like lowering regulations on marijuana use.
And they've lowered the criminal penalties. Regulations still exist, unfortunately, in the states that have legalized marijuana. They've put in a legal regulatory structure on top of it, which I think is unfortunate, and that is something I don't support. I support ending the war on drugs, meaning not throwing people in prison cells or forcing them into treatment that they don't need or don't want, but to just leave people alone and let them face whatever issues they need to face in the ways that they need to. Thanks for the call, Eric. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. But yeah, I mean, legalizing or decriminalizing cannabis results in police being able to spend their time going after hopefully real criminals.
Right, violent crime.
Are committing actual crimes against people or property out there and, you know, focus their limited resources in those places. That's a big change. And as we've seen, as you mentioned, in Portugal, they don't have to go after people for possessing even other drugs like MDMA or LSD or crack cocaine or whatever. Small amounts are effectively this was the first time tonight that I'd heard anything about their forcing people into treatment. I didn't realize that. I have not looked deeply into
No. I think you are. I don't know if you have a choice, but you are going to either be fined, you're going to be jailed, or you're going to have the option of doing some treatment, or they're going to recommend treatment.
I thought they had legalized small possession of drugs in that. I had not heard that they were even confiscating, but it wouldn't surprise me if they were. I just had not.
The bulk of the time, they probably don't.
Okay. Well, if they're not confiscating it, they're definitely not putting you in a jail cell. There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Mega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
It's working. Don't quit. Dynavite.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. mysolarbackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free to join us on the radio. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. Moments remain, enough time maybe for you if you're on the line with us, with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Chris.
Also, want to invite you to freetalklive.com, where we do have an email list you can join. We'll send you emails on usually a weekly basis just to keep you in the loop. So once a week, let you know what's going on with Free Talk Live. Go to freetalklive.com. You'll find our email sign-up box right there in the middle top section of the site. You'll see it. freetalklive.com. And enjoy all the other great features there. They're completely free while you're there. Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We've got Jamil on the line in Norfolk, Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, watching us online at cam.freetalklive.com. Hey, Jamil.
Hey, hey, Chris. Just wanted to give you guys a shout. Talk to topic of cryptocurrency again.
Sure.
I just checked it based on what you said. Yeah, Bitcoin still shooting up, even though it's I'm really not really seeing what the point of Bitcoin is too much, you know. Given the super high fees and all that, but it just keeps going up and up and up and up. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. It is amazing to watch Bitcoin. I mean, it just the last year, it's up over 1,000% from what it was a year ago. Had you bought, you know, $10 worth of Bitcoin a year ago, you'd have over $100 today.
Yeah, and I noticed Bitcoin Gold is up there. Of course, I have Bitcoin Cash. It's pretty cool. I like the idea. But with all these forks, it's just becoming. It was very confusing for a while now, and it's becoming really difficult, for example, to explain it to people and to bring people on to understand. The more and more forks there are, and controversies, and Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin Gold, and
it's annoying.
Bitcoin Platinum. Bitcoin Stream, Bitcoin Purple.
Bitcoin Diamond apparently just happened like yesterday or the day before. Some people are saying it is a hoax because there's like software that's not available or something like that.
Right, but we've got futures trading on it already. It's crazy.
There's a Bitcoin Diamond, which is basically another copy of Bitcoin that's forked from the original Bitcoin, is Bitcoin, but they're taking the maximum number of Bitcoins and increasing it from 21 million to 210 million, I believe. And so you get 10 to 1. If you can actually get access to the Bitcoin diamond,
right,
every Bitcoin you have will give you 10 Bitcoin diamond. And then you can try trading that. And it's just, it is getting confusing and it is annoying. And it's really disappointing to somebody like me who, you know, not only am I interested in Bitcoin because I've been into it for a while, obviously I want to see it succeed.
Right.
But at the same time, I want cryptocurrency to succeed because that's a good idea, because it takes, you know, power out of the hands of banks and governments and
right,
literally transfers it to the individual. But at the same time, I'm coming up against the same problems you are, Jamil, which is to say that it's hard to explain this to people. Oh, well, now there used to be a Bitcoin, and now there's three different competing Bitcoins. Well, why is that? Well, there's this thing called a fork, and the thing happened twice so far this year, and now it's just happened a third time. And it's just getting so confusing. It's so cluttered. The marketplace right now, you've got in the top 10 just today over at coinmarketcap.com, they finally put Bitcoin Gold into the top 10 where it really belonged. It had been sitting down at like the 1,000 mark because for whatever reason they were refusing to calculate the market cap, and now for whatever reason they are calculating the market cap, which is again the total value of all of the Bitcoin or whatever crypto we're talking about in existence. And right now it's got almost a $6 billion market cap, which instantly puts it at number 5. So in the top five right now, you have Bitcoin at number 1, Ethereum at number 2, Bitcoin Cash at number 3, number 4 is Ripple, and then number 5 is Bitcoin Gold. Following that, it's Dash and then several others. But, you know, how do you explain this to people? It's getting obtuse.
It is, and you have some people coming out saying that, well, this is going to be the one true Bitcoin, and you know, when we start getting into fights in the within the Bitcoin community about what is true Bitcoin and what is the fake Bitcoin.
No one wants to hear that crap.
No. And it just confuses people further.
It's counterproductive, yeah.
So what do you do about it, Jamil? Because, I mean, cryptocurrency isn't going anywhere. So how do we overcome this difficulty?
Well, I mean, Bitcoin Cash is cool because it's got really important. I mean, I hate to, you know, support a fork, but of the Bitcoin, because it's not good economically. It's not good, you know, just for the future cryptocurrency. But Bitcoin Cash, unfortunately, is just seems like a very viable thing right now. But it's always Dash is up, you know. It's I don't know how you're going to get the normie people out there to really kind of understand. It further makes it more of a niche category. It requires more of an effort to lead to adoption of cryptocurrency.
Who's going to make this simple stupid for the average person,
which is what Dash is trying to do, supposedly.
Yeah. And honestly, I see the point where, you know, the crypto card is going to be what you're using. You may use your phone, you may just actually send, you know, Bitcoin or something like that. But I think a possible solution is going to be just basically replaying what we're used to doing, and that's a credit card that is
so like the crypto debit cards, that
like
we're
a like
the,
I'm trying to
the
think
shift
a couple
card, of, Coinbase's shift card.
Yeah, you have that, but I think when it's easy to adopt and people don't have to think about much, and they can still think in dollars and spend it in Bitcoin, it's
still
going to be easier.
So new, it really is. I mean, if you look at the whole spectrum of the almost 9 years now that Bitcoin has been around, there's been so much development. It's so much easier now than it was 9 years ago to use Bitcoin, but it's still
a
learning
curve.
It is, and it's still a learning curve, though. You know, we go to these Bitcoin meetups here in the Keene area. Mm-hmm. Chris, you are pretty regularly there when you can get away from
when
the shop.
Yeah.
And I'm there at almost every one of them. And it's not uncommon for a newbie to come along who's very, very interested in Bitcoin because of the investment, you know, aspect to it. They're seeing the price, they're seeing it go up, they're seeing news reports about it, and they want to get some. They don't know anything about how it works. They don't know anything about the drama going on behind the scenes, incessant now forks and all of that. And it's a challenge to really try to bring people on board and explain, because some of these things demand explanation. Well, why is the fee $5? Okay, you got a half hour? Because here comes a lecture.
There we go.
It's really difficult. And I agree with Chris. I mean, if there's something out there that can make this easy for people, then that is going to be a winner. I don't know if it's going to be Dash, but I know that's what they're trying to do. They have this thing they have planned called Evolution, which is supposed to make it more like grandma-proof or whatever, something like that, where they're not dealing with long strings of letters and numbers for your wallet ID, that there's some other mnemonic or something that is memorable that people could use. And I honestly haven't looked at the specs of the program. I've heard that that's what they're planning to roll out sometime in 2018. But we're not there yet. And, you know, maybe somebody's going to beat them to the punch.
Right.
The number one cryptocurrency at the moment is Bitcoin. But who's to say that there won't be something that rises up from somewhere we're not even expecting, right? And then, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I guess to answer your question, like, what do you do now? I mean, I have a lot of money to put into this. I don't have a lot of money to, you know, buy cryptocurrency, but I want to get in on it as soon as I decided, like, this is something I want to do. So I'm in on it as soon as possible. I'm supporting it. The marketplace, I'm like, I have it. It's going to go up. I'm supporting the idea of it, and we'll see where it goes from there. It should, you know. Get in on it as soon as possible, I guess, is what I...
Yeah, that's the thing. I think it's important to point out, and Jamil, thank you for the call tonight.
Thanks.
I do appreciate hearing from you. One of the things that's important to point out about Bitcoin and all the others is you don't have to buy one. That's, I think, the most common misconception about these things. It's like, oh, psh, count me out. I can't afford $8,900 for one Bitcoin.
Right.
Most people can't afford that, but can you afford $20?
Yep.
Because you can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin, you can buy a fraction of a Dash, you can buy a fraction of a whatever. The question is, can you afford not to put something into this? The ultimate question, though, as far as investing is concerned, and I'm not an investment advisor, I'm not a professional investor, not that you should listen to them anyway,
right.
But don't invest what you can't afford to lose. Can you afford to lose $10? Did you go out and buy, you know, a Starbucks coffee?
A lottery ticket.
A pack of cigarettes or whatever? Okay, so if you can afford to skip a cheeseburger or whatever and put that money into Bitcoin, then you should put it into some sort of cryptocurrency. Maybe Bitcoin, you know, is a turnoff to you. Maybe you want Dash or Ripple or something like that.
There's a vibrant market out there. I've got a friend of mine who finally made the plunge. I mean, we've been talking about crypto for literally 2 years.
Because, again, if you put in $10 a year ago, you'd have $100 worth of Bitcoin right now.
Which I finally convinced him, just get a wallet and we'll buy some Bitcoin. Okay, there
and
you go.
Sit on it.
Now you have it.
Now
he's like, so his other thing is, he's like, you know, I got to give up scratch-off tickets. Why don't I
put that into Bitcoin?
Right. The money I spend on stupid scratch-off tickets.
$10 a week, $15 a week, 20. What's the habit that people have?
I have
something
no
like
idea.
That.
But some of it scares me. But yeah, just do that. Buy a little bit of crypto with it and see what happens.
Yep, absolutely right. And if you live in Keene, New Hampshire, there's a couple of Bitcoin vending machines that make that very easy, especially the one over at Route 101 Local Goods, which is where you can check out more of Chris in real life. We'll see you tomorrow online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Enjoy your weekend.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.